Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So a week or two ago, I got a brand new graphics card, and to take it for a spin, EA sent me a download code for Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
In honor of the graphics card?
Kinda, yeah. This for the PC. It's also out on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, but again, I played on the PC. You guys remember Mirror's Edge? That was a first-person parkour game that involved you running, jumping, sliding, and doing a lot of stuff in a world that looked like the Apple Store had taken over the world. That's kind of the whole look that they're going for. And every once in a while, you'd have a little bucket next to you that you'd throw up in because you get some motion sickness, but keep playing.
In the game or you as the player?
No, that was some in real life,
yeah.
An IRL bucket, Nikki, for a little pukage. So this is the pseudo sequel slash reboot Mirror's Edge Catalyst. And in a word, I'll have to say it's pretty great. It's the same kind of action, the running, the jumping, the parkouring. Combat is a whole lot better. And here's the great thing. I haven't needed a bucket the entire time I've played.
So does that mean they changed something in the game's settings? Or are you just able to handle it? Or how does that change from a game that makes you want to throw up?
What I think is I played it on the PC.
Not because it's bad, but just because of the movement.
Well, yeah, I played on the PC and it has what they call an FOV slider, field of view. And so I made it just a little bit bigger. And I had zero problems playing this game. So let's talk about what I like. I love the main character, Faith. I think she is interesting. I do like the story. It looks amazing. Now, admittedly, I played it on the PC with my new graphics card, but even if you know you're not playing with a new graphics card on the PS4 and the Xbox One, I really like the art design of the game. Yes, it looks like the Apple Store exploded, but
it's a nice look.
It just looks really good. And in my favorite moments, you know, you move super, super fast and you're almost convinced that you could jump across a building and then slide under a thing and then run up the wall and grab the parkour stuff is very, very cool. Now let's talk about the part that's not that cool. As great as all that running and jumping and everything is, and you're in this rhythm and they have this thing, runner vision, showing you where to go, and you've like the more combos you build, the faster you go and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm gonna run up this wall. And then you don't run up the wall and you just fall down. And all of a sudden it's like, wait, what happened? I was running up the wall. Like, oh, okay, well, I'll just go back and do it again. I'm running. Why didn't I slide? I didn't slide. I was supposed to slide. Timing is everything, and maybe I'm just not that good, but I'll have to say there are these rhythm-breaking moments that kill it. And now it's not like it breaks the game and you hate it or whatever, but I don't know.
Kind of takes out the movement of the game?
It does. Like, it's just like all of a sudden you do all this stuff and boom. It's like, wait, what happened? Why did it?
Like, and I thought I was doing it fine.
Yeah, it kind of kills it. And though, again, I'll have to say that in Mirror's Edge Catalyst, it's much better and works much better than the original Mirror's Edge. Like, it is light years beyond better. But at the same time, those things still happen. But that did not kill the enjoyment of the game for me. The thing I've really been enjoying lately is all of these first-person games that have you doing things that are not just taking a gun and just mowing people down. And this is along those lines. It's a story. It's interactive. It's an open world. So you've got main story missions. You've got side missions. You've got exploring that you can do. And I just like the idea, again, of a first-person game that is not just about shooting. And that, to me, is a big draw. And like I said, again, I enjoyed the story that went along with Mirror's Edge Catalyst on the PS4, on the Xbox One, on the PC. Remember, you want to hear some Riot Control, you can. We archive it. Riot.radiou.com. There's even some stuff you don't hear on the air. Eric and I played with Logitech's new headphones. You'll find that there.